Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're welcoming into the studio David Farnborough and it's Realty Radio. David, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Good to be here, James.
It's great to have you with us, and to the audience that are used to us talking real estate a little bit in another named segment. This is a new branded version of this segment. Great name, by the way. Nicely done by you. Looking forward to this, David. And one thing that I've talked about with real estate many times, and I think the biggest thing I learned is that real estate is such a reputation business. And how much of your reputation relies on this. And when it comes to being a new business starting out, I can only imagine that that has, you know, some things that you have to do to accomplish to get there. But it has to help when you come in with an established reputation already, a solid reputation already with doing this. So one of the things I want to dive into with you, David, is now how that reputation plays into starting a new business and what it takes to start up a new business in this game, in the real estate game.
Absolutely. Now, as realtors, we do invest quite heavily in advertising. And some of that is obviously marketing ourselves as real estate companies, but also, of course, marketing the homes that we're selling. Now, the thing that has surprised me somewhat is how much of my business has not come through the advertising I've put out, but just through my personal contacts. And as you say, this is all about reputation. So, over the years since I've been in Wisconsin Rapids, I have built a reputation through other businesses I've been involved with. I have been involved with newspapers, I've been involved with photography, and I've also been involved with a lot of nonprofits, volunteering and being on the boards. And all those things have helped to get people to know me personally, so that they know that they can trust me. And trust is really very important.
I think that's a great note on, certainly if you were, I look at the real estate agencies that you trust out there, look at the people that you trust out there. Oftentimes it is, you don't just know them from their business. You know them because they're on a board or they volunteer at an event or you see them at local events or anything. It adds to the business. It adds to your reputation. That's a great point on that. And it speaks to the trust that we have, whether it's subconscious or not, in this industry and the people that we work with in it. And then there's, of course, the things that you mentioned were very well noted. And then there's word of mouth. That also is a big part of this. And there's another one where that word of mouth gets spread a lot more if you're seen by more people, if you're known by more people in the community. You come into this, as I mentioned, with not only that wonderful accent, more importantly, a reputation that the community knows. The community has seen you, trusted you for many years, they have. So going into this, I think as somebody from the outside, I would think, well, this seems like a no-brainer to do this. Of course you would start your own kind of, but this took some heart, took some thought and everything to do this, and it certainly took a lot of steps.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, when you're a realtor, in almost all cases, you are working as a contractor with a brokerage. So having my own business is not something I'm new to. I first started working in real estate when I was 18, back in the 1980s. I remember them. And high interest rates were a real problem then.
And hairspray.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Both of them. And hairspray used to trouble me a little more then than it does now. But in the 1980s, I started working in real estate in the UK. I was working more on the legal side. But actually, a lot of what I was doing then is very similar to what I'm doing now as a realtor. And I worked in that industry for 23 years and built up a good reputation. As you say, it's a reputation business. And then when I came to Rapids, I wanted to try other things. So I worked, as I said, in newspapers, photography. I did a little bit of radio as well. But then I went back into real estate in 2018. I realized that this was something that I really wanted to do, and I worked as a contractor. Mm-hmm. So I worked as a contractor, and I always thought I'd love to have my own brokerage, mm-hmm. but I knew I needed the experience, and so I worked with two real estate brokerages, and then after that, I thought, yes, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Now I can do this on my own.
And now that you're at this stage, what were the steps that you had to do to kind of establish Rapids Homes, which is the name of David's new company, not a new company, but your outfit here, Rapids Homes?
Yes, there are a lot of steps involved. I did actually engage a business consultant and also put together a business plan. There's a lot of planning. It's taken months to get everything ready. I also consulted with some other realtors in the area who had set up independent brokerages because I thought it was good to benefit from their experience. And thankfully, all the realtors in the area have been really friendly and supportive. This is not a business where we're sniping at each other. So that was a big help. I did have to set up an LLC. Mm-hmm. With that go things like getting your EIN from the IRS. You also have to set up a business bank account. You have to get insurance. This is most important to protect myself and my clients. You need to get errors and omissions insurance. Mm. There are a lot of mortgage lenders who won't work with me unless I've got that. Mm-hmm. I had to get a brokerage license from the state. So I've already got a real estate salesperson license. I've got my real estate broker license, but I needed a third license for the actual brokerage.
It's a lot of licenses in the wallet. That's
it,
a lot.
It is. And that was perhaps the most frustrating thing because I couldn't apply for that until I'd left my previous brokerage. And they were not the fastest to deal with at the state of Wisconsin.
Interesting.
So, that was something I had to do. There's been a lot of changes I've had to make on websites. So I've had to go into all the official websites, so the National Realtors Association and the State Association. I've had to contact them and have those changes made by them. Things like ZillowRealtor.com, mm-hmm. even the Chamber website, everywhere I've had to go in and make the changes because I don't want anybody, even someone who's going to look on Yelp, mm-hmm. yes, people do still use that, to find details of me mm-hmm. at an old brokerage. I want them to know about Rapids Homes. So there's been a lot of planning with that. Also, I've had to put together marketing materials, had to create a logo. I did that initially myself, then I worked with a colleague who's a designer, Steve Livernash, who's great at those things, and he helped put the finishing touches, get just the right colours that show up on the signs. That's another thing, I had to have the signs made, business cards, had to get a whole load of lock boxes from the Central Wisconsin Real Estate MLS, so I've got the special digital lock boxes, which can only be accessed by members or affiliates of the local MLS. And that's just for security, so we can track people going in and out of the homes that we're selling. So, yeah, there's been a lot. And I'm pleased to say I've had a lot of support from my wife, my family, from the Chamber. I know you were just talking to them and they've been absolutely wonderful, but also from my fellow realtors, and that's really heartwarming.
I want to come back to that when we have a chance, David, but I do want to hit on something that you've kind of brought up, and you brought up before, and we've talked about before. When it comes to this industry, you mentioned previous jobs, other things that you did, and I know that a lot of those you enjoyed. I know that you're very good at them as well, but it's not surprising for those of us, and I think we know each other fairly well, that the people that know you to know that you would go to this industry, that this is where you would end up, if you will, because while this is such a good business and it's a good industry to be a part of, you can make a good living at, it's also an opportunity to really help people, to really be there for people. It's interesting you mentioned the Chamber. Promise and I were talking a little bit about this when it comes to you, when it comes to real estate. And I actually, the last time I saw my daughter, we were talking and you came up. Because my oldest daughter, Bria, does wedding services.
Oh, yes.
You know, marries people and everything. And she does this not really for a religious reason, but more so she loves being a part of people's special day and just being kind of like a fly on the wall in a way and bringing people together and some of those things. And it made me think of a lot of what you've mentioned about real estate. And the idea of the person finding the right home and helping people make this purchase and helping people have something that so many of us look forward to. And it's oftentimes the biggest purchase any of us will ever make. And helping people find that right fit and getting them in the good place with that.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And for me, I had realized that I did a bit of calculation and worked out that with everyone I helped when I was in real estate in the UK and everybody I've worked with since 2018, I have probably helped about 6,000 people buy or sell homes, which is astonishing when you think about it.
Yeah.
Now, it is, as you say, the biggest investment most of us will make in our lives. But it's not just a financial transaction. Yes, I want to make sure that people they get good value for money and that their investment is protected. But it's more about people's life changes. So every house move is usually for a reason that's unconnected with money. Once in a while it's money motivated, but most of the time it's because people need an extra room, they've had an extra child, or they're downsizing, or maybe it's their first home. And all these life changes can be stressful, but if you have someone who really cares holding your hand and giving you the best advice, it can reduce that stress.
I mentioned the reputation part of this business. In part, for one, it's a way to start the show. I'll admit that. But it's also such an integral part of all business. All business is a reputation business, really, when it comes right down to it. But this one is a little more intimate in many ways because of the personalism of it, because of how important a home is to a person. So it becomes even more meaningful to trust your realtor, to be able to go to somebody that you know knows the area and trust the area. And has an understanding of that. And when it comes to that, that's information. And while one person's going to know something, another person might know a little bit more than another. So you mentioned earlier about getting support from the other realtors in this area and everything, and the sharing of information. And that only makes our area that much stronger. It doesn't hurt anybody's business. It only brings people up. A rising tide raises all boats. We've learned this from our nonprofits in this area. When I was a kid and I first moved here, we would see a lot of crabs in a barrel kind of thing with a lot of our nonprofits and a lot of our businesses. Over the years, that really grew and changed to where, okay, we're going to cover this, you guys cover that. Or, oh, we're covering something similar, let's work together. And it's not surprising that a pandemic happens, and this area survives that a lot better than others. We are stronger together. And it's not just nonprofits, it's all of our businesses. And to hear an industry that I think to a lot of us that are on the outside looking in, well, that's probably pretty competitive. To hear the sharing of that, to hear the camaraderie of that, only strengthens our community. It doesn't hurt anybody. It only strengthens us. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yes, it is competitive. And the competitive edge isn't taken off by the fact that we are professional colleagues who support one another. The competitive nature of it is actually better for us, and it's better for the consumer because it means that we always try and do better. And, you know, sometimes one realtor might see something that another realtor's doing and think, hey, I can do that. I can give a better service. So it's better for everyone if we do that. The other aspect to it is that when you're in a real estate sales situation, you often have a buyer's realtor and a seller's realtor, and we have to work together all the time. And what makes it easier to work together is that we do have a reputation. We have reputation, you know, around here. My realtor colleagues have a reputation for being friendly and professional, and I think those two things combined make for a good experience.
With Rapids Homes, David, what are you hoping to kind of bring to the community and do with this great new outfit that you've started, this great business?
Well, it's in the name, really. Rapids Homes is my focus. So it is based in Wisconsin Rapids, and this is the primary community that I'm servicing, although I do also do a number of sales in the local municipalities. So I usually sell a house or two in Marshfield a year, in Stevens Point and in the town of Rome, and also the smaller communities closer to here, like Vesper Beer and Pittsville and Port Edwards. So Rapids is the focus of it, and Holmes is also the focus. So it's primarily residential, but I can do commercial as well. So that's not excluded. That was something I had to deal with when I took out my insurance. I had to make sure I was covered to do commercial property sales as well and rentals. So Rapids Homes is exactly what it says. It's homes in Wisconsin Rapids. So my concentration is in this area. I do know the area very well. Even though I sound like I've just got off the boat, I have lived here now for 16 years. I know the area and its history very well. I know which areas might give you a house that's more affordable. I know the history of the houses when they were built. You know, if someone shows me a house, I can say, yep, that was a mill house built in the 1940s. I can say, yes, I can tell by looking at this house that it's a prefab built in 1970, or I can tell if it's something that was built in, you know, more recent times. And, you know, certainly what I need to look out for in terms of potential problems.
Yeah, it's not just a great name. It's also a very tells you exactly what David's focus is, where he's able to put his microscopic focus onto when it comes to getting you your right, the home and home that you're looking for here in the Rapids area. You mentioned the chamber, David. I did want to take a second to just touch on that, because when Promise was in, we brought you, you were Rapids Home is their business of October. So we were talking about that a little bit. And she was mentioning that you've been a chamber member before and for a while, and I always like to give a chance to let people, chamber members, touch on why they are a chamber member and why they continue to be a chamber member.
Yeah, initially I joined the chamber as an individual, and it was before I started any business. I would love to go to the events. It was a very good way to network. It was a good way to get to know people in the community. And then when I started my first business here, which was photography, it was useful to expose my services to other businesses in the community, and also to other people who weren't necessarily businesses but who could use my services. I do think the chamber is very good value for money. Just this month, or in the last couple of weeks, I've had a ribbon cutting, and I'm business of the month, so I really can't complain that they're not giving me wonderful service. But even without that, there's so many things. You know, I think every month of the year they have an event, and it's probably more than that, because they usually do one of their business after hours every month, and they have other things less frequently, like the downtown grand affair, mm-hmm. and today we have the business expo. Yeah. There's just so many opportunities.
When it all the things David said, 100%, along with the idea, David, of showing that you support your community, that you're a part of the community, and being a chamber member often does that. It shows I'm supporting local, I am a part of local, and this means something to me. So all the things you said, along with that on top of it, and it can encourage people enough to be a part of the chamber and reach out to the chamber to find out more. David, with your business, if people want to contact you, or do you have a website up yet? Are you on social media yet?
Yeah, actually, I have two websites. The one I've had for about 5 years is rapidshomes.com. And when I was thinking of a name for the business, I thought, well, why don't I just use the domain name I've had for a long time? You know, I spent a lot of time racking my brains trying to think of a good name for the business, and I thought, well, I've got it already rapidshomes.com. So you can find me on rapidshomes.com, or you can text or call 715-323-8594, and you can also find me on the chamber website, because I'm on there.
And be sure to, when you find these things, bookmark them, share them on your social media. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. Buy local, support local, everybody. And David's going to be joining us once a month going forward here, at least for a little while here and everything. We're looking forward to that. And one of the things that I think we have an opportunity with this to be able to do, David, is really dive into topics involving real estate that we don't always get a chance to. We don't always find the time to or the ability to. One of the things that I wanted to be able to get into with you that you brought up in our notes is AI on real estate and how that affects real estate going forward. I think we could use some time on that one. We've got like seconds left for this one.
Yeah.
So I would love to get into that with you in the future. I think that's a really interesting topic.
Yeah, that is something where we can really enhance the service that we give to the public. And I do think it is something that merits a longer discussion time. So yes, yeah. Maybe I'll come back next month and we can talk about it.
It seems like a deal. All right, we'll do that. I'm looking forward to it already. Always look forward to you being in studio and hanging out with us, David. Thank you so much again for the time. One more time, if you wouldn't mind, how can people get in touch with you if they would like to find out more?
Well, they can also find me on Facebook. I'm under David Farnborough Realtor. Very easy to find with a quick search.
Thanks for the time, David. We'll talk again real soon, and we'll have another episode next month of Realty Radio right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.